Today, we'll take a look at the unexpected death of One Direction star Liam Payne. We'll discuss the symbolism of the entertainment industry behaving badly, which I will argue led to his death. We'll discuss symbolism of another full moon sacrifice, just like Matthew Perry from 2023 on the Hunter's Moon. We'll talk Simon Cowell conspiracies, Naomi Campbell, Epstein, Liam Payne's ex's book, and connections to pop culture symbolism, The Shining, All Seeing Eyes, 666 Hands, album cover showing us so much, Lady Gaga, Lena Morgana, Kesha's Die Young, and yes, another Twin Peaks connection. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. I've been covering celebrity symbolism and conspiracy since 2011. My second book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, was entirely about this exact subject of Satanism and Illuminati control of our beloved celebrity. So join me as we dissect the unfortunate passing of another young celebrity, Liam Payne. Now, you know, first and foremost, my condolences, right? I don't view these celebrities as pawns or trash or anything like that, right? A lot of people kind of get jaded about all this stuff, and they, disrespect these people. And, these are real people with real problems, real families. It's tragic, right, when people pass away so young. So, like, first and foremost, let's frame the discussion with taste, all right? Now, real quick, some housekeeping. If you're on my Patreon, patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher, if you're on my Patreon team, some people reached out to me, said they're having issues with the latest shows. They're like, look, I haven't seen a new show in weeks. You got to log out of the app and re-log back in, from what I'm hearing from people that have fixed it. Not everyone has this issue, but some people do. Trust me, I haven't been sleeping on you guys. I've been working. So make sure you're getting it. Then also a update on, as you know, my second YouTube channel got torched. I've given up. YouTube's dead to me now. I made a survey for my Tier 2 folks, because on the Patreon and VIP section, Tier 2 gets the video version of the show ad-free. I'm just going to keep doing the videos, all right? I send some surveys out. It seems like way more people watch it than don't. I can't see the statistics on my end for some reason. So I'm just going to keep doing it. So fret not, my friends. Tier 2 still is the video version of the show, all right? And if you go to allmylinks.com/IsaacW, I've got a Rumble on there. I put the free feed. Look, things got weird with me over the years. For whatever reason, the gatekeepers and the Illuminati don't want me to make videos. I've been torched so many times off of YouTube. Meanwhile, everyone else is just blowing up. I don't know why. I'm a level one division hater. So the hate continues. But no, I guess it's not for me. So I got a Rumble. Nobody's on Rumble. Who cares? And I'll put the way I got to make it work is, if you're on the free feed for Rumble, you're going to get the show a month late. That's right. Because that's just happened to be the way things worked for me. Long story short, I'm very sorry. If you want the timely videos ad-free, you know where to go. You know what to do. Okay? Let's talk about Liam Payne. What happened? Well, on October 16th, 2024, at the age of 31, my man died. Now, that date was interesting as far as the Illuminate confirm goes, right, in the occult. Because in the occult, there's always a focus on astrology and monitoring the heavenly bodies, right, celestial bodies. A little as above, so below. This all goes back into alchemy and Hermes and such. Because you probably think, well, why would the Illuminati want to kill him? Well, it's because it's a sacrifice to their gods, right, to maximize the energy of the sacrifice to their gods. You know, they all practice Mystery Babylon stuff. It's a much longer subject than we have time for today, because I have a lot to get through. But basically, to time it on the passage of the full moon, this is the largest full moon of the year, by the way, of 2024, a super moon. They call it a super moon when the full moon happens when the moon is within 90% of its closest approach to Earth. Don't ask me what that means. I'm not a star nerd. That's just what I read. Now, if you recall last year, around this same time, Matthew Perry died, very strangely as well, October 28th, 2023, on the full moon. They call it the Hunter's Moon. The full moon of October is the Hunter's Moon, all right? And when I hear Hunter, I think of Nimrod. And this this goes into all of the Mystery Babylon teachings and rituals. But Liam Payne, he was in a boy band called One Direction. Look, not my jam. I know nothing about them. I'm going to mispronounce these names. If you're a One Direction nerd, you're probably like, well, no, that guy wasn't in the group till, I don't know. Doesn't matter to me. But he was in the boy band with Harry Styles, Zayn Malik, Liam Payne, of course, Niall Horan, and Louis Tomlinson. I like Harry Styles. I like his music. I think he's a good-looking dude. I think he's a great actor. I liked. I did a film analysis of Don't Worry, Darling. Was it last year or the year before? I loved that movie. I thought it was fantastic. No shade at all from me. I like Harry Styles. Now, it started when... That doesn't mean he's exempt from any Illuminate Confirm analysis. Okay? Fret not. We stay objective here. But this band, which was one of the largest boy bands in musical history, by the way, millions of dollars made for lots of people. This started, he auditioned for a British show called X Factor, which I think they did in America later. Again, not my jam. He apparently lost in 2008, but then came back in 2010 and won, and they put him and those other dudes in this band One Direction. Now, X Factor is a show hosted by Simon Cowell, all right? You know who Simon Cowell is. He's the mean guy. Oh, and let me reframe the show today, because I did it a little differently. We're going to go through his history, do a little side tangents on Epstein and stuff like that, Naomi Campbell. Then we're going to talk about what happened, and then we're going to talk about the pop culture symbolism, okay? All right. Sorry, it's early in the morning. Early in the morning, I'm still trying to knock down coffee. All right. Now, where was I? X Factor, Simon Cowell. Okay, so Simon Cowell uses this as a pipeline. You win on the X Factor, you get signed to my label. It's called Psycho Entertainment. That's right. Psychotic Entertainment. I would assume the name is actually a play on his name of Simon Cowell. S-I-C-O, right? Get it? Psycho. Still, weird flex. Weird flex, because he is kind of a psycho. And the first U.S. appearance of this boy band was at the Rockefeller Center. The Rockefeller, of course, one of the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati, behind a lot of the alien agendas, which I'm cooking up a show about more alien stuff. Trust me, I'm not done with aliens. I'm not done with aliens at all. There's a program called the Immaculate Constellation where they're retrieving UFO pieces. Let's not lose sight of this, right? If you read my book, The Dark Path, you know that they said in 2025 they will prove the existence of aliens, and I'll be damned if we're not right on course for that. I wrote that book back in 2017, I think. Seemed preposterous at the time, like all these conspiracies, right? All of this seems so preposterous and so insane. Well, with the Diddy thing and the alien thing, might be real. So Simon Cowell. But you see, Simon Cowell had a problem. I follow, what's his name, Zevi on TikTok. That dude's great. Great storyteller. But you see, Simon Cowell had a problem. And this goes back to, and this is very... On the likelihood, on the conspiracy 1 to 10 scale, pretty shady, minimal evidence. I give it like a 2-star. All right. That Dom Luker guy on Twitter who's constantly spreading stuff that's completely out of left field with no factual basis. Sometimes you post, you know, a broken clock's right twice a day. That's what I don't like, is these guys that are just shotgun blasting conspiracies everywhere with no real proof, no real work and research done on their end, just accumulating hundreds of thousands of followers. You know they make money off that, right? You know they make money off of that? And that's what bothers me, is that you've got some people doing honest-to-God research, reading books and trying to get to the bottom of things, and then you got these people that show up out of nowhere, millions of followers, friends with Elon Musk, just out of nowhere. Wow, how does that work? That's interesting. like I said, level one division hater right here. I'm just saying, don't trust everything you read. Don't trust everyone you think you should. You know, just because we're all truthers and people say, oh, we need to stop slicing each other's throats. I'm like, well, I don't know. The hater in me says, man, I know when something doesn't add up. And it's a Dom Luker guy, much bigger guy than me. He posted on Twitter. That was the origin of this, from what I could tell. Maybe it came from somewhere else. Because I saw it on TikTok before, and I thought, where did this come from? This thing about, well, you want to talk about Diddy, let's talk about, I don't think you're ready for Simon Cowell. And then there's this cryptic image of him holding a young girl from Thailand. She looks like she's 12. And he's got a big grin. And this is what I don't like. The implication here, they're saying that, oh, Simon Cowell is messing around with these underage girls in Thailand. That's a pretty bold accusation, don't you think? And I'm not saying it's wrong or we shouldn't consider it. I mean, these music executives behave badly almost all the time. I'm not defending the guy. But I'm just saying, like, if you got no proof, like, that's a pretty bold accusation. Maybe we should think twice about that, because that's a pretty damning claim. So I read up on... I looked around, I'm like, where is the proof of this? Like, what is the actual claim here? So I found on Reddit, someone found the original image on the Suffolk Gazette, which the website, to me, just on a personal like vibe check, I was thinking, man, I don't know. This is a shady kind of website. So I don't know if this is legit or fake news or what. I'm just going to read you what I read on SuffolkGazette.com. In a brash move, this is where the photo comes from. Of Simon Cowell holding a holding her like in the, like, what do you, how do you say it? Like if you're going across the threshold with a new bride, you know what I'm saying? In a brash move typical of the smug showbiz impresario, Simon Cowell flew all the way to Thailand in search of the next big thing of pop music. However, his bold methods have raised a few eyebrows and left the people of Thailand scratching their heads. During an audition in a bustling market square in Bangkok, mono-browed Cowell, oh no, not the mono-brow, mono-browed Cowell stumbled upon a young, unsuspecting female pop singer whose whiny voice mesmerized him. Without a second thought, the renowned talent judge literally scooped her up in his arms and whisked her away back to the United Kingdom, leaving the audience and the girl's parents in a state of utter confusion. Eyewitnesses described the scene as surreal, with Cowell strutting triumphantly, carrying the bewildered singer like a prize-winning trophy. Rumors swirled that the whole incident might have been an elaborate publicity stunt, but Cowell insisted that his behavior was normal for a music industry executive. Now settled in the UK, the singer, stage name Jasmine Jingle, has embarked on a whirlwind journey into the world of pop stardom. Cowell has spared no expense, creating a lavish Asian-themed recording studio in his backyard and enlisting a team of industry professionals to groom, that's what it says, the young artist. While some may view this escapade as an eccentric quest for talent, others question the ethics of plucking the Bangkok Belle from her homeland without any regard for cultural sensitivities or immigration control. Now that article was, I think it was, looks like it was posted August 1st, 2023. And like I said, if you want my hot take on this website, I'm like, I don't know. This website seems shady. Let's go to the, because I mean, it's got, you can just tell sometimes, right? Like too many ads. And then they have a thing where you submit your own article to them, which is like, I don't know, dude. I don't know that the journalism is there. But anyway, that's what it says. So anyway, is Simon Cowell messing with underage girls in Thailand? I have no idea. Is it possible? Of course. There's a whole sex industry of dudes going over to Thailand to get with underage kids.
Basically.
And look, like, I was in the military. I was stationed in South Korea. And a lot of guys on their mid-tour, they used to go to the Philippines over to the PI. And while I was there, that was, you weren't allowed to do it because there was some like terrorism activity or something. So a lot of guys went to Thailand instead. And I've heard some wild stories. And being a young man, I was, 21 at the time, 20. I didn't think nothing of it. I just was like, wow, you guys are crazy. And I don't remember for the life of me if they were talking about underage things. I don't know. But anyways, there is a whole thing about people going to Thailand. And I'm like, bro, what? First off, that flight is miserably long. You got to really want that. That's pretty gross. That's pretty gross. Can we not human traffic? Can we not support that? Is that can we live in that world, please? So Simon, and I never went, by the way, full disclosure. I came home from my, you get a mid-tour, right? You're there for a year and they give you a mid-tour for 30 days. And I chose to come back to America to see my baby cakes. Now, Simon Cowell's father was a music industry executive. So he was born into that. And if you watch the Menendez Brothers show on Netflix, which I had some people ask me if I was going to do an analysis on that. Not really. I actually did a show, as you know, me and my wife, Josie, have a show called Breaking Social Norms, which it's not for everyone. Some of you really hate it because it's a very different type of show. But we discussed, we did a whole episode recently about the Menendez Brothers Netflix show. But in the Menendez Brothers show, the father, he was a big music executive. And as you saw on the show, there was some bad behavior that got sort of done to these boys. So, Simon Cowell, is he in the same boat? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Now, what's interesting is one of Simon Cowell's first jobs was working with none other than Stanley Kubrick. I couldn't believe it. I don't know much about this guy. So I looked it up. Digital Spy posted this. Simon Cowell's first job in show business was reportedly to clean the infamous axe used by Jack Nicholson in The Shining. Speaking on BBC Radio 3, the music mogul's half-brother Tony claimed that Cowell had worked as a runner on the movie filmed at Elstree Studios. It was only a stone's throw away from where we grew up, he explained. I remember him saying he used to clean Jack Nicholson's axe between takes. He took great pride in it. You could see your face in it. It was so shiny. Now, we're going to come back to that later, if you can believe that. So One Direction, they take a break. Okay, so One Direction gets formed. They're doing their thing, put out a bunch of albums, take a break, and everyone sort of does their solo thing. And Liam signed Republic Records, and he was a producer. He worked with Juicy J and Mustard on the Beat, ho. I had no idea. Anyway, he started dating tons of chicks, of course, right? And what's interesting is he actually dated Naomi Campbell. That's right. She's 23 years older than him. Why was that? I don't know. But you see, Naomi Campbell had a problem. Wikipedia even talks about it. Of all places, I was sure that this was censored from Wikipedia, but I'm going to read you right from it. Naomi Campbell appears in the alleged contact book. Well, alleged. I don't know about that, Wiki. Campbell appears in the alleged contact book and in flight logs of the late American financier and convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, as well as in photographs with Epstein and his associate Ghislaine Maxwell. In August 2019, Campbell addressed the relationship on her YouTube channel, admitting she knew Epstein after being introduced to him by ex-boyfriend Flavio Briatore, saying, "What he's done is indefensible. When I heard what he had done, it sickened me to my stomach, just like everyone else, because I've had my fair share of sexual..." Oh, trying to be careful what I say. Well, you know what? I can say what I want, actually. This isn't going to go on YouTube because they kicked me off. "I've had my fair share of sexual predators, and thank God I had good people around who protected me from this. I stand with the victims. They're scarred for life." However, Campbell's claims are disputed by Epstein victim Virginia Giuffre, claiming Campbell was aware and a close friend of Maxwell. In 2022, The Guardian reported on an alleged email exchange from May 2010 between Campbell and Saif Gaddafi, in which Campbell described Maxwell as a great friend. And a great friend? Who else said that? I don't know. there was this guy named Drumpf, and he said, "I don't know much about her, but I hope she's doing well," or something like that. Remember that? Wasn't that an interesting time? Interesting things. Described Maxwell as a great friend and inquired about arranging a visit to Libya for Maxwell. Campbell's spokesperson responded by stating that she did not recognize the alleged email exchange and could not comment on the authenticity as blah, 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 blah. There's so many photos of him. And look, you could argue Naomi Campbell is like Diddy. These are very famous people who are very public with their partying and such. You could argue that, and I would believe you. Like, just because you're in a photo with Diddy doesn't mean you're doing the stuff that he was doing, right? Same with Naomi Campbell. But she did date Diddy and Usher, so... Ooh. Fun fact, her first film was Cool as Ice. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Vanilla Ice on a motorcycle. It's worth it. Check it out. But yeah, she was in photos with, I mean, just about everyone. So people are saying, oh, you know, people start connecting dots with the photos. And it's like, I agree. It's evidence worth looking at. It's definitely not enough to condemn somebody. But she's been in photos with that John of God guy who got in trouble, right? Photos with Drumpf, Epstein, Maxwell, Ron Burkle. That takes us down that whole Ashton Kutcher rabbit hole. And the rumors is that she's some kind of handler, recruiter, right? Like Epstein had Ghislaine as a recruiter. Keith Raniere from NXIVM had, what's her name, Allison from Smallville recruiting. Allegedly Kanye West had Bianca Censori recruiting. I don't know if any of that's true. I'm just telling you what I've heard. So finally, before we start talking about Liam's death, you see, Liam had a problem. He was apparently addicted to alcohol and drugs. And that's going to be the crux for my argument of this show. Why do these celebrities who have it all, why do they do this? Why do they throw their lives away with drugs and alcohol? Well, now that we know the truth about Diddy and the grooming process, and the Menendez brothers for that matter, in the music industry and all these entertainment industries and the theories about Clive Davis and Russell Simmons and, I mean, all these claims, you think, man, there's a lot of predators around. So I would argue that it's a way of coping with all that trauma. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I think that's why these artists are, doing these things. Okay? So let's talk about his passing. We're going to read some articles here from Associated Press. Liam Payne, blah, 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 was found dead Wednesday after falling from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires police said in a statement that Payne fell from the third floor of the Casa Sur Hotel in the trendy Palermo neighborhood of Argentina's capital, resulting in extremely serious injuries. Medics confirmed his death on the spot. Pablo Policio, the communication directors for Buenos Aires, said he had jumped from the balcony of his room. Police rushed to the hotel in response to an emergency call just after 5 p.m. local time, warning of an aggressive man who could be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. The hotel manager can be heard on a 911 call obtained by the AP saying that they had a guest who was overwhelmed with drugs and alcohol. He's destroying the entire room, and, well, we need you to send someone, please. The manager's voice became more anxious as the call went on, noting the room had a balcony. All right. TMZ would say later, TMZ has a photo showing Liam's body on the deck at the hotel with tables and chairs nearby. You can clearly see his tattoos. We're told this happened shortly after 5 p.m. and that Liam had been acting erratic in the hotel lobby. He smashed his laptop and had to be carried back to his room. As we reported, Liam revealed in June 2021 that he struggled with alcohol and prescription drug addictions. At one point, when in One Direction was on tour and things got bad, he had severe suicidal thoughts. TMZ later reported on the 911 call. Said the manager said there was a guest who is overwhelmed with drugs and alcohol, and he was breaking up his hotel room and they needed assistance. Operator questioned the claim about alcohol and drugs, but the manager confirmed it before urgently requesting help. Then we go to page 6, another tabloidy site. Liam Payne's ex-fiance, Maya Henry, claimed the late singer predicted his death days before he tragically passed away. And you see this a lot, people that predict their own death. I think we talked about this with Matthew Perry a bunch. There is always this weird premonition thing, right? And this goes into the realm of the occult and the veil thinning around Samhain on Halloween, right? October 31st. The influencer who dated the One Direction member got candid about his mental health battle and alleged abuse he put her through on the Internet's Dead podcast. He would always message, quote, he would always message me since we broke up saying, oh, I'm not well. He would always play with death and be like, well, I'm going to die. I'm not doing well. In February, the influencer announced her fictional book, Looking Forward, inspired by journal entries she wrote while dating Payne. And I bought that book, by the way. It's shipping here. I don't have it yet. I can't get the online version. But I did see a Reddit post of several pages highlighted, and apparently her fictional story is about this rock star named Oliver that she's dating. That's Liam. And on page 334, they talk about the house being full of crack, which we'll talk about here in a second, and how Oliver is breaking everything, just like the laptop, right? And Oliver chases her with an axe. That's right, just like The Shining. Jack Nicholson chases his wife with an axe, just like the axe Simon Cowell was cleaning. And that's where it gets into weird Twilight language, hermetic, as above, so below stuff. Like, did you think Simon Cowell, I mean, the odds of those things are pretty slim, right? That Simon Cowell was like, I know what I'll do. As a kid, I'll clean an axe for Shining. Then later I will sign a group and I will, that guy will be, you know, I'm just saying it's weird, right? There's weird synchronicities that happen in our world. And I think these are reverberations of that hermetic axiom, as above, so below. Now, okay, and then it said, Henry alleged one of Payne's friends called her, warning her to not release the book for the sake of Liam Payne's mental health, because she released the book back in February of 24. All right. Now, he wasn't in Buenos Aires with that woman. He was with his current girlfriend, Kate Cassidy, who had left Argentina just days before he died. On her vlog, Cassidy said she was so ready to leave after spending 2 weeks there with Liam Payne, basically. They were only planning to go to Argentina for 5 days, and she was excited to go home. She said, quote, I was just like, I need to go home. Anyway, so then what else we got? Page 6 then reported about drugs. According to photos verified by South American country's biggest newspaper, La Nacion, the former One Direction singer's third-floor room had a smashed television, champagne glass half full, and foil and powder scattered. On a desk, Payne had an empty Dove soap packet, a burning candle, a burnt soda can top, and a piece of aluminum foil. You can smoke drugs out of those things. There are also traces of a white powder that authorities will test. They suspect it's cocaine. There was wax and burnt foil in the bathtub. The bathtub's always like the place where they do this too, right? We've talked about that many times over the years. And then it says that the singer's fall resulted in extremely serious injuries, including fracturing his skull. So that's apparently how he actually died. Now, let's wrap it up with some pop culture symbolism, some predictive programming we've seen over the years. Because back in the golden days of the IlluminatiWatcher.com blog, you can read about the fate of the blog on, if you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, hit the Start Here tab, you can read my sordid history. But sign up for the free email newsletter while you're there. I'll send you my first book for free when you do that. I picked on One Direction for years on the blog, so I've got many images. And I'll put them on Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt. Like and subscribe. Links are always in the show notes. I picked on One Direction for years on the blog for pushing Illuminati symbolism. And now that we know, and look, the theory is that the Illuminati gatekeepers make them do these symbols. I think that's the most viable claim here. some examples. 2013's album for the best song ever had a 666 hand. They do this a lot with the 666 hands. One of the album covers had an all-seeing eye. There was an album cover for Take Me Home that I didn't report about this on the blog because it didn't matter, but now I see it. It's Liam being held from falling from the top of a phone booth. Or you could argue he's helping another guy get up on top of the phone booth. It's kind of hard to tell, but it's weird. The 2014 album Midnight Memories video I covered had Checkered Floors, which is Freemasonic stuff. The Vow of Silence, which is the sign of Harper Crates, Aleister Crowley style. And the London Tower Bridge, which was interesting because it had replaced the London Bridge, which was bought and shipped to Lake Havasu, Arizona. Weird. These people are like really into symbolism and things like that, right? And energies. So that's why they had to add the energies of the actual bridge shipped all the way to Arizona. Now, what's interesting is that GQ interviewed Liam about his tattoos, and the cover image for the YouTube video is him pointing to a tattoo on his forearm of an all-seeing eye. All right. Representing the industry and their Luciferian beliefs. Does that mean he subscribes to it? I don't know. Some people say in the Greek culture, it's the evil eye, and it's supposed to, the evil eye actually wards off evil. So maybe that's what that is. Now, there were some, believe it or not, there's some celebrities with similar symbolism we need to talk about. And I talked about this in The Dark Path a bunch, where I'm just going to read you because you're going to find some parallels here. Before she was Lady Gaga, Stefani Johann Angelina Germanata was friends with a rising star named Lena Morgana. They worked on songs together, and Morgana had a very similar look and feel to Lady Gaga before her mysterious death in 2008. She fell from a 10-story hotel in Staten Island. Excuse me. In that same year, Germanata assumed the name Lady Gaga, which is interesting because Lady is a title taken up by witches. She then released The Fame, which skyrocketed her to the top of the charts. The allegation is that Gaga had something to do with the death of Morgana, and this was the blood sacrifice conducted for Satan in exchange for fame and fortune. The HollywoodGossip.com claims a quote on New York Post, the post had since been deleted so I can't confirm the validity, from Lena's mother that said, "Lady Gaga is holding Lena's soul, and I want her soul to be free." Another oddity I found in my research was that Morgana appeared on the episode of Celebrity Ghost Stories as a younger version of Gina Gershon. That episode aired October 25th, 2008, 2 months after Lena's death in August of 2008. The tale of Gershon's time spent at the haunted hotel detailed the multiple suicides from people jumping to their death. I don't know if anyone else thinks this is all very strange. Should this not be curious enough, in 2015, Lady Gaga appeared on American Horror Story Hotel as the Countess, a vampire who consumes others' blood so that she may live. In one episode, a character named, which, by the way, years later, we would see the Marina Abramovich spirit cooking events where they're eating blood. I talk about Marina Abramovich and Lady Gaga in The Dark Path back in 2017. I've been on the pulse here, folks. In one episode, a character named Sally is killed by sending her out of a window to her death, quite similar to the death of Lena Morgana. In the show, the Countess is depicted with a male model for a boyfriend, which is similar because Lena Morgana was dating a male model before her death. In Lady Gaga's paparazzi video, we also see a male model, as played by Alexander Skarsgård, by the way, pushing Gaga off a roof to murder her as well. It's undeniable that Lady Gaga's style seems to have been lifted from Lena Morgana, but whether or not she conducted the blood sacrifice remains in the realm of speculation. Then I talked about how Lady Gaga was doing the 666 hand in Contagion Magic with her perfume called Fame that she claimed had blood and semen in it, and the blood was taken from her own. A lot of sympathetic Contagion Magic. Then we also had Kesha's Die Young, also in The Dark Path. I'll read you right from it so you don't have to go buy it. Kesha's song Die Young came out in September 2012. In the music video, she is shown as part of a satanic cult performing sex magic type rituals and talking about living life as if you were going to die young. 3 months later, the Sandy Hook mass shootings occurred, and the song was pulled from the radio because of deaths of all the young children. Note that the song was number one on the U.S. Billboard charts, so I'm confident this decision was not taken lightly. After the Sandy Hook event, Kesha apologized for the lyrical content of the song and revealed that she was forced to sing it. Forced to sing it. She later deleted the tweet and claimed she didn't mean to use the term forced, but what she said didn't make things any clearer for conspiracy theorists considering the occult nature of the music video. It's also strange, people. Kesha was known for asking her fans to send her teeth so she could make jewelry out of it, which is dangerous since some occultists believe in the power of contagion magic. And then we talk about... Okay, I'll just keep reading. In 2014, Kesha sued music producer Dr. Luke, one of the songwriters for Die Young, over allegations of emotional and sexual abuse, including drugging and raping her. Dr. Luke responded by suing Kesha for defamation and breach of contract, alleging that she's doing all of this to get out of her recording contract with him. Yada, yada, yada. The reason this example is being cited is because there's been a long-sorted history of sexual abuse that seems to happen inside the circles of the Illuminati. A documentary called An Open Secret details the disturbing trend in Hollywood to sexually abuse children that are hoping to make it big in the entertainment industry. Wow. That was almost 8-9 years ago I wrote that. And, you know, between the Nickelodeon Quiet on Set and the Diddy thing, I mean, all this seems very real, right? Finally, and then we're going to wrap it up. Buenos Aires, where he died, part of the Twin Peaks universe, all right? Philip Jeffries is popping in and out of reality at Buenos Aires, working a Blue Rose case. Look, I don't think this is going to be a plot spoiler, what I'm about to say, because it's very confusing, and I'll keep it kind of confusing, because we haven't covered this in the Grey Lodge yet, but if you're very sensitive to some version of a plot spoiler, go ahead and fast forward 30 seconds, because I'm going to say something right now that you don't want to hear. In the final dossier, the final book about Twin Peaks, we find out that Philip Jeffries carved the word Jowdy into the wall in Buenos Aires. It's a very pivotal part and location for the Twin Peaks universe, and we're going to unpack that in the Grey Lodge here very soon. We're getting there. We're almost done. So in conclusion, what can we make from this whole ordeal? Most likely, Liam had a drug issue, right? That's the rational thing. But even if that is the only thing we can consider and just chalk it up to drug abuse, why? Why did he have this drug issue? Dude was good looking, rich, famous, all these bad chicks, right? Why would he do that? Why would he throw it all away? Well, the tale as old as time is that he was subjected to the thing that they do in entertainment, apparently, right? He was a young underage boy looking for fame, and maybe he got abused. Right? I mean, I think the likelihood's pretty high on that. On the 1 to 10 scale, I give it a 9. So again, so it does tie into this whole thing. And that's the last domino to fall in this whole Diddy thing and all this talk. They're doing all this abuse. Why? It's a power thing. It's a satanic thing, I think. I think it goes deeper. I think it goes darker. I think it goes into satanic ritual. I think so. We know they're really into turning out wholesome kids. And I think it's because they're demonic. Look at Katy Perry, right? She said she wanted to be a gospel singer, and then she sold her soul to the devil. She also worked with Dr. Luke a bunch. And again, another massive rabbit hole, the Katy Perry rabbit hole. So lots going on here. I'm sure I'll be coming back with a part two, especially when I get this book in the mail that his ex-girlfriend wrote about what things that he was doing. So stay subscribed to the podcast, okay? That's a call of action for you guys. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, what are you doing? Subscribe right now. If you are subscribed to the podcast and you like it, 5-star review. I need them. There's 1-star haters out there. How do I counter that? With you. That's how I fight. I don't have much left. They've taken it all from me. As you can read on my sob story on IlluminatiWatch.com. Start here. You can read my history of censorship. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. I should have given this up a long time ago, but I'm here because you guys still listen, because this is the last thing I got is the podcast. So thank you For checking out my show, and you know, rest in peace, Liam, and my condolences to the family. And I think talking about this and trying to get to the bottom of the dark, insidious truth is the only way we can help these people out. Okay, thanks for listening to the show. Till next time, stay positive.